This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Deceiving a Muslim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Have you ever run across those who, when it comes to claiming their own right, they are very upright? But when it comes to giving others their rights, they are unjust. Even if you have not run across such people, you must have heard about them, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Woe to the defrauders who, when they take the measure of their dues from men, take it fully. But when they measure out to others or weigh out for them, they are deficient. Do they not think that they shall be raised again on a mighty day?" Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raising a question. It is like an alarm bell. It is a rhetorical question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing our attention towards fulfilling the rights of others and not deceiving others, just like we don't like to be deceived ourselves, right? But there are those in the society who don't like to be deceived, but they are all about deceiving others. In Islam, deceiving a Muslim is not allowed. Similarly, harming a Muslim or betraying a Muslim can potentially take one out of the folds of Islam. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who deceives, harms, or betrays a Muslim cannot be counted as a Muslim." So brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful. You know, it's not being smart when you deceive someone. It is being unfaithful when you deceive someone. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing deceiving a Muslim. And we said that in Islam, it is not allowed to deceive another Muslim, right? Sometimes we feel and we think that we are being oversmart, we are outsmarting the other person while we are in reality deceiving them. This is not something Islam allows us to do. Some people think that as long as I'm not physically harming a Muslim, I'm fine. So if I'm not punching someone on his face, or, you know, if I'm not breaking somebody's jawbone, or, you know, if I'm not, you know, breaking their nose, you know, I'm not in a fist fight, or, you know, any other ways, you know, shooting at someone or attacking someone with a knife or something. Some people think that if they're not doing this to a Muslim, they're fine. Nothing wrong with anything else they do to them. Well, based on what we were discussing today, some people deceive other Muslims and still consider themselves to be Muslims. This is all the while the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "He who deceives a Muslim in buying or selling, he is not of us. And on the day of judgment, he will be among Jews, because they are the most deceitful group of Muslims." We know that there were God-fearing Jews back in the day, and, you know, there were those overwhelming majority of Jews who were deceiving others, and they were taking benefit of others. So their prophet is talking about them. A Muslim can never even think about harming or deceiving other Muslims. Again, the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "Anyone who passes a night intending a deception on his Muslim brother, he passes that night and the day after it in the anger of Allah until he repents. And if he dies, his death is with a religion other than Islam. Hence, brothers and sisters, be honest with others, especially your brothers and sisters in faith." Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.